Hello, everyone. We're back with another episode of Burn As You Go. And, as you know, we've been learning about all kinds of fruits of the Holy Spirit. The last one we talked about was actually about generosity, right? Giving of ourselves, this generosity of spirit, this ability to suffer, right? This ability to pour ourselves out to God and to others as he pours himself out to us, right? Like a funnel, right? So he just pours into us and we just continue to flow out towards others and flow out and ultimately in generosity to him back, right? But today, I want to talk about another fruit of the Holy Spirit that's almost, it seems very similar. And today our topic is, of course, the gift that keeps giving. And so when we think of the gift that keeps on giving, it's usually love, right? Or charity itself is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I say it's a gift that keeps giving because charity is this ability to be selfless and to be self-giving, right? So it's very closely linked to generosity. And so it's natural that it would follow next in the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we talk about. But charity, why it's so amazing is because it's the ultimate perfection. If fruits of the Holy Spirit are perfections that are formed in us that, you know, that make us aimed for eternal life, but also are allowing us to experience eternal life here on earth, then this fruit of the Holy Spirit, charity, is the ultimate fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the ultimate perfection of us because it is said that it's because it both glorifies and reflects the nature of God, God himself, who is love. So when we possess this fruit of the Holy Spirit of charity, we are most like God, for God is love. God is charity. And it's amazing how powerful this gift is, this gift that keeps on giving when it resides in our soul, right? But it's interesting that charity is not just a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's also one of the theological virtues, right? We have faith, hope, and love. Love being this thing that God gives us, he instills in us. That's what that virtue is, right? It's this habit that God himself, not because of something we do, but because of something he infuses in us. That's what a theological virtue is. It's from God. And so but it's also a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That means he infuses this gift in us, this virtue, aka also this fruit. He infuses it by our own growth in virtue and in the spiritual life. We become more giving, more selfless, and more capable of possessing this fruit of the Holy Spirit. Our potential becomes bigger and bigger and bigger the more that we pour ourselves out to the Lord to make us capable of this fruit of charity. And so today there's really just a simple question that we can ask ourselves, and it is, do I possess the fruit of charity, or do I simply do loving things, right? Do I do loving things for my parents? Do I do loving things for those I love, or am I filled with love? Right? Am I possessing love in my soul, right? Does it find residence in me? That love lives here, right? Love lives in my soul, and everything I do flows forth from that. Is that my experience? Or is my inside kind of like floundering? Or, you know, it's kind of a mess sometimes, kind of chaos. Sometimes it's peaceful, but not always. And I'm just doing these loving things to try to eventually be totally filled with love, totally possessed by love, right? That's a difference. That means we're still growing in virtue, but we haven't yet perfected this love. It has not yet become a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so our challenge then is to pray to the Lord to ask for all those gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can be not just people that do loving things, but people that ourselves inhabit love. We become homes of love, our very souls. And so that's our goal. That's our challenge. And that's really the question we should be asking ourselves this week regarding, are we loving, doing loving things, or actually bearing love in our souls? So let's aim to be charitable. Let's aim to be a people that are filled with charity, and let's burn as we go.